Hi, what's your favorite part?
Well, I already went up here.
You already went up here?
I'm still coming up.
You're still coming up.
This year, visitors to the forest first saw a fairy toll box that says, "Fairies do not use money. Leave your piggy bank at home," accompanied by a list of acceptable toll offerings like shells, drawings, and feathers. Then, down a long winding path, little houses, villages, and creatures appear in the forest. A giant jellyfish made of scrap fabric and a trash can lid hangs to the side of the path. These designs are all the handiwork of Sarah Nico, a University of Alaska Southeast professor of behavioral health. She was inspired to make a fairy forest when she bought her house. She says she already had an idea to build one, but something cemented that decision only a few days after she moved in.
And I hear this little voice outside by the pond, and it says, "This is where the fairies live." And I peek out my window, and it's my neighbor and their little friend. And I looked at my husband, and I'm like, "We're doing that fairy forest, and I'm doing it big."
That voice came from Lily Race. As Nico started building the forest to debut for a few days each year, Race quickly became involved, recommending additions of what she thought was missing.
And you'll say, "I think they need a theater." And so we create a theater.
And then we create a post office.
And then we create a post office, right? Because how are they going to mail their letters out?
They wrote a little book about the forest together, following the story of a fairy named Petal who came to the forest from a mythical land far away.
Once upon a time, there was a fairy named Petal. She lived in a land called Avalor, where the sun never took a nap. When she was just a sweet fairy, no longer than a gumdrop, her Nana and Pops told her the land of Juno was, this was a magical land where stars twinkled when the sun went to sleep.
All of this began 5 years ago. Race is 9 years old now, and she and Nico still work together on the design every year.
What things do you think that the fairy forest still needs that they don't have yet?
I don't think we have a school.
I think Fendera has a high school, maybe an elementary school.
Can we get a kindergarten?
A kindergarten. Yeah, of course.
And then maybe a dog walking thing?
Like a dog walking service? Maybe a gnome with walking a bunch of dogs? I like that idea.
Sometimes Nico will add to it on the fly, based on comments she hears from visitors.
Just this morning, I heard a little kid yesterday go, "Oh, there's the school, where's the teacher?" I'm like, "Oh," so I made a little like UAS graduation gnome this morning just to put there.
She made scenes dedicated to the couple she bought the house from, like Mark's Park. The park is fenced in with stepping stones and a gnome with its own Pepsi.
He's 90 now, and so I do owe a lot of just gratitude for them for being caretakers of this land for 50 years.
Some of the houses have laundry lines, furniture, and fairies and gnomes living in them. Ray said her favorite is the cat house, complete with mini boxes of litter. Nico says she saves household trash to turn into buildings and furniture for the forest.
And so everything I try to use is recycled. So these pieces, they're number 5 plastic, and you can't recycle them. And so I decided, well, I'm just going to make houses and things out of them so that they don't go in the landfill.
When her water filter broke, she turned it into a bright red house. She said a wall of her basement is completely full of all the fairy garden stuff she's made over the years, and it takes her 16 hours to set it up. The reactions she gets from the community make it all worth it.
Yeah, so the children just have a place to come and explore. I love sitting up there and listening to them, like the oohs and the ahs, and just hearing the fun and play, because it's just not often that kids get to do these kind of like just fun little things and make memories, you know?
The forest has been taken down for the year, but Nico says to stay tuned to see when it pops up again next summer. She doesn't like to advertise it, though.
I think there's just something special about when is the fairy forest going to happen. It kind of adds to the mystique.
One hint, it'll be a sunny week when she sets it all up again. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.